advanced tips and tricks learned over the years. How to record on a PC with SoundForge, a studio microphone, and the Eterol UA700. My recommended way of doing recording studio quality on your PC or laptop. There are other ways that are excellent solutions, but this is the way I do it. For the purpose of explanation, this is the only approach I will present in this audiobook. 1. Install SoundForge software and the Eterol UA700 driver software to make it a sound card option on your computer. 2. I recommend the Eterol UA700 because it is the first all-in-one mixer with EQ, compressor limiter, effects processor, de-esser, and high-end analog-to-digital conversion in a USB sound card I found for around $500. 10 years ago, it took over $25,000 to buy a digital recording, non-destructive editing audio system. You can now configure one for around $2,500, including your PC. If you already have a recent PC with Windows 98 SE or better, and at least 40 gigs of free hard drive space, and a CD burner, you've just saved yourself about $1,500 of the budget. All you need is the Eterol, SoundForge software, and the studio quality microphone for around $1,000. Go to the InternetAudioGuy.com to learn more about these pieces of equipment. 3. Once all hardware is configured and tested with SoundForge, you can now set up your microphone to start recording your voice. 4. Set your EQ, compression, and other volume levels. Stay in the same area and distance from the microphone. You must be aware of external sounds in your environment. Air conditioners, fans in your computer, people in your home, dogs barking, planes flying overhead, passing cars, trucks, trains, horns, beeping cell phones, a complaining spouse, etc. Anything that makes a noise while you're trying to record could ruin your take. If it does, learn how to use the clicker. What this does is allows you to visually mark where mistakes are in your audio. It creates a very long one-line mark that you can easily identify and see where the beginning of a mistake or the end of a mistake is for editing. I found that conference rooms, hotel rooms, home offices, and a private office can be quiet enough to capture acceptable voice recordings. However, you might consider building a soundproof area or booth to work in to protect your microphone from external noises. Studios have recording booths that use thick walls and sound-absorbing foam made by a company called Sonex. Just a couple of sheets of this sound-absorbing material in a quiet room of your house, you can create a great recording environment. As a side note, Paul McCartney recorded his first solo album in his bedroom on his Scottish farm in 1970. If the microphone is in a quiet room, all it will capture is your voice and nothing else. Listening for external noise is the key to a good recording. 5. Speak clearly and prepare what you're going to record. Script it unless you can speak naturally from an outline or off the top of your head. If you use a script, be conscious of the noise the papers make. Read them from a music stand if possible. Don't shuffle them. If you're recording unscripted material or scripted material, here is a tip that has helped me in marking places in a voice recording using this clicker. 6. In my years of recording narration, I discovered that using a child's noise clicker made a perfect line mark in the visual representation of the sound wave that the software shows you when you're editing. When you make a mistake, stop speaking and use the clicker to mark the place. The clicker makes high spikes in the sound patterns you see when editing. You can quickly find the spikes that represent mistakes you need to delete. 7. Knowing you don't have to achieve perfection on the first take, and you don't have to complete the whole project in one sitting, will take the pressure off. You should set a reasonable goal of how much you can effectively record at one sitting. I had a client who wanted to record a 12-hour tape program in 12 hours in my studio. Against my advice, he tried it anyway. He recorded in my booth for 16 solid hours, and the recording was riddled with mistakes. We got through it, but both of us were exhausted at the end of the day. It took us 4 times longer to edit the piece because he was unscripted and would not use the clicker. He was upset because the first part of the session sounded good, but you could tell by the end of the day that his voice was tired. There were more mistakes, and there was no energy in his delivery. Why did he try to do too much? He thought if he did it all quickly, he was saving money by saving studio time. When it was complete, he was very disappointed in his performance. He was a nice person. He didn't blame the equipment or me as the engineer, but was never happy with the end product. Moral of the story is, self-recording means you have unlimited studio time. Take your time. When you're doing it yourself, mistakes only cost time, not money, and they are great teachers. 8. Learn how to edit and save audio edits as WAV, MP3, Real Media, and Windows Media files. These choices are in the drop-down Save As menu. Once saved, you will have all you really need to create income-producing audio products. 9. Learn how to mix in sound effects and music to enhance the production value of your masters. For a list of legal music and sound effects, go to my website, soundpages.com, where the current resource list for buyout music and sound effects is listed. Music and sound effects can be legally licensed inexpensively over the internet. Otherwise, you would need to purchase a CD library of music and effects.